Exactly. We're going to invite David Wood to come on, and he's going to help everybody and talk to you guys. You all have in your inbox the slides that he is going to talk through with you. So, David Wood, David, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So if I can hear
awesome.
You, they can hear you. Okay, so I'm going to introduce David Wood. He's going to review with all of you what is coming up here. What's this purge that's coming up, and how best do I manage it? So, David, take it over. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Mary Jo. You know, I'll share this real fast before I get going. When I first met Mary Jo, I'm kind of a shy guy by nature. I was intimidated. Here's this business guru, this fantastic supporter of the Manatech product. She was a former lawyer. She was just on top of everything and just seemed to excel at everything. But I found out I didn't have to feel that way. When we started getting to know each other better, she would ask me about my family. She would make me feel warm and comfortable. She's really super caring. And so I just know that you guys are in the best of hands. And Lydia's awesome, too. Shout out to her. She's cool. She's a tech guru. She's happy. Y'all are just in the greatest of hands, and it's an honor to be here. So what do I do? Well, I kind of support the team as best I can, sitting with details about things that a lot of people don't have time to mess with, you know, compensation and the back end of things. And so if there's a way I can be of service today, that's kind of where I sit. So let's take a look at the slides if you have them available, and we'll talk about them. And then if you have questions after our presentation, we'll be happy to address them. But Manatech is doing what we call a records refresh. Now, that's a sales and marketing term from a corporate perspective. The field know it as the purge. The purge is simply when someone hasn't purchased in a window, and we'll discuss that in a moment, but when someone hasn't been purchased, then we're going to remove that account, all of the data that goes with an account, payment details, Social Security, any kind of sensitivity kind of data is going to be completely removed. This protects your business and protects corporate from potential issues from fraud and hackers and the like. So that's happening this coming Saturday, the 18th. So if you want to know the strict deadline for something about the purge, it's this Saturday, July 18th, 2020, at noon Central Standard Time. So until that point, it's game on, guys. So if you'll skip forward in our slide setup to number 3, you'll see the literal date. And so I want to talk about that. If you see Purge 3, this is our third time to do this. It's getting to be old hat. We're basically looking at a 2-year window. So if the system sees an order in July of 2018 through July of 2020, all right, if there is a product order on your account during that 2-year window, 23-month window, you're gold medal, okay? You're protected. Your account is safe. There's no way it could be purged. It's set. You keep your account. You keep your strategy. You keep your team. You keep everything in the database, the Manatech tree. Nothing is touched. You're safe. But if the system doesn't see a product order on your account during that window, then you're subject to being purged. If you'll skip over to slide 4, you'll see what we have as definition of an inactive account there at the bottom. So the definition is an associate position, or a customer for that matter, that has not purchased any product order on his or her account in that time frame. In other words, this is based on your account, whether you purchased or not. Now, we've also made it available that you can sell your way, because that's Manatech's way. They're pretty lenient. I've seen it over and over. So if you don't buy on your own account, it's still true that you could save your associate account by selling to customers attached to your associate account. So we call that PPV, or personal point volume. And basically, if you sell 150 in a month, and it's you, so you have 150 PPV at some point in that 2-year window, that's another way you can say, I'm good. My account is safe. So that's what we're talking about. These are the people that we would be looking at in our downline as to what's going to happen. Now, what does happen?
David, can I ask a question here? Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So here's my confusion. We started with they're going to look at accounts over that period of time, that two-year slot, to see if there's been any order in the associate account, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if there's been no order, then they're going to look back so people could place an order and be active again. If there's
yep.
no order, they're going to look to see if the PPV is at least 150.
That's right. So if in
1 month... So clarity is, because I want to make sure people don't go out of here and put a bottle of Manacea in an associate account that has no customers and thinks that's a reactivation. That wouldn't work. They would have to place at least 150.
Well, basically, right? the 150 comes into play if there's no order on my associate account.
Okay, so if I want to activate my associate account and associate in my downline, I could actually order a bottle of Manacea in an associate position, and that would prevent them from being purged.
That's correct.
Okay, well, thank you for the clarity. Okay.
Yeah, there's no minimum sized order. So any size of product order, as Mary Jo said, would keep that account from being purged.
As long as it's ordered in the specific associate account that would otherwise have been purged.
That's
right.
So
you can't place a bottle of Manacea in a customer underneath an associate about to be purged to protect that associate. That associate would be purged if they'd had less than 150. The 150 only applies to if there's not any order for 2 years in the associate position, but they do have customers underneath them. Okay.
Yeah. So let's pretend that David is an associate and I don't buy, but I get Mary Jo and Lydia to be my customers and they purchase 75 apiece 1 month. Well, that would make my PPV that month to be 150. I would be safe from the purge, even though I didn't buy because my PPV hit 150. Clear? Okay, so if you skip over to slide number 6, you'll see a potential benefit of this, of what we call possible results. One of the things that happens is when this purge takes place this coming Saturday, it may increase the number of legs you have. You could have additional DPV or commissionable volume contributed by this change. So all positions that were sponsored by a purged position are going to have to be reconnected. So we're going to move and reattach. So we'll move purged accounts out of the database. Their social is gone, all their sensitive information, their whole account is out. And we're going to then reattach those that were connected to them and their downline to the new placement. So on the back end of things, folks, from a technical perspective, there are two things that are happening. Manatex system will be connecting through the line of sponsorship, one sponsor connected to another, until everybody's reconnected, and then we'll also reconnect the enrollership. Let's say someone is purged and they had enrolled someone. Well, we're going to look to the enroller's enroller and reattach those people. So we will see some benefits from that. If someone had some enrollments, then their enroller is going to get that enrollment and add to their personal point volume. And maybe they may get some mentor bonus. There's some benefits that we're going to see from that. But in our potential example, just to be clear about what we're doing, you see an associate there on slide number 6, and they on the left bottom, they have two associate legs, all right? Now, in the second leg, physical level 2 to them, there are 3 people that person has sponsored. So if that person at the top of leg 2 were to be purged, then we're going to reattach the physical level 2 right now to the new sponsor, which is the original account. And that person goes from having 2 legs to having 4, simply because the person had been purged beneath them. So that's what Manatech is going to be doing. And aren't you glad today that the system's going to be doing this for us and we don't have to mess with it? Manatech is doing an audit of every change after it's done. I'm a part of that process, so I've experienced this. Last time we did the purge, we had zero improper activations and connections. We had no false positives. It was all clean as a whistle. And we expect that same thing because we've taken the same strides to make that so. So that gives me a little warm and fuzzy feeling. It's a good thing about the potentials that could happen. And it's good to know that this is protecting our business. So those
David,
are some of the
I have another question. Sorry, okay. I'm the big questioner here.
Go for it.
My understanding is they've never did. Are you saying that in the past purges they've actually changed the enroller status? I didn't think they ever did that before. I thought this was the first time.
Most of the accounts are very simple. Let's say to answer your question, Mary Jo, it's a customer. All right. Well, a customer has the same enroller and sponsor, so it's very simple. We just reattach, and the enroller and sponsor is the same. But there are cases where the enroller gets purged, and so we have to reconnect the new enroller. Sometimes it's the same person, sometimes it's not. Because the enroller is the person that told you about Manatech, and they're just the ones that brought you the opportunity. So really it only affects a couple of things like first order bonus and mentor bonus. So it's not as critical as, let's say, the sponsor. The sponsor is your Manatech address, if you will. That's where you are in the Manatech family. So, yes, we're going to reattach through the sponsor line, and, yes, there are cases where we reattach through the enroller line. But it's all done for you. You don't have to worry about it. It's audited. It's checked. We go through a long process that makes sure that everything's good. And
so the reality becomes, let me do a reality check with people so maybe they can understand through our field languaging that if I enrolled Sarah and Sarah enrolled five people and Sarah decided that she didn't want to do network marketing anymore and so she hasn't ordered in a couple of years, when they go through this purge, the five people that Sarah enrolled will become enrollees by Mary Jo now because Sarah's going to be purged. So now I will have five. Now they're not going to treat that and put me in the Achievers Club because I've enrolled five new people because these aren't new people. But the idea is that I will have five more people considered enrolled by Mary Jo, which lifts them up in terms of my compensation under the comp plan. Am I correct about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That is exactly
right. Does everybody get everybody understand that? I want to make sure everybody in the field on the call today. Any questions? Okay, good. All right, thanks, David.
Okay, so slide number 8, guys. We're going to capture our team data. If there's anything that we do between now and Saturday, the most important thing is to get an archive. We want to get the system details of your organization right here, right now, before the purge. That way you've always got it. You know, one of the fears is, I worked hard to bring somebody in and now Manatech's getting rid of them. Well, the way you could help yourself with this, to feel better about that, is to capture your team data before it takes place. So we are basically using two things. One of the 45 Success Tracker reports and graphs, and a spreadsheet program like Excel, or I think Mac has a spreadsheet. We don't care what you use. We're just using Success Tracker and a spreadsheet format to make sure that you've captured and archived your team. Okay, so that's kind of the idea behind this. I want to help you capture your team so you always have that information in case you ever want to follow up in the future. Because think about it. If someone gets purged this coming Saturday, they could come back into the system and you could place them in a place that makes good strategic sense. You may, if they come back as a customer, you may want to make them your own customer. If they're coming in as an associate again, they could be placed up close to you so that your unit level is enhanced. You know, you've got the choice. You can maximize this. So this is pretty cool. One other point, if they get purged, they can sign up online because we don't have to go through the override process. There's no social in the system to detach from and reattach to a new account. So no processing by leadership connection required. You could simply have them go online and tell them where you want to be, and Bob's your uncle, as they say. So this is why we want to get this detail. We want to have that email and that phone number and all the contact information so that you are covered, okay? So slide number 9 is where we're going to go, and let's take a look at this one report. It's the only one you need, and whether you have the full-blown system opportunities with our gold subscription or the basic free version, everybody has genealogy. So I'm going to show you from a screen set of the gold subscription. You may not see all of these different optional reports if you're in the freebie, but this shows you basically what you need to know, okay?
Now, David, so, can I highlight something here strategy-wise
okay.
for people in the
yep,
field?
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
strategy-wise, just to come across with everybody, because this is what Mary Jo is going to be doing this week. I'm going to be printing off a whole list of those people that are scheduled to be purged. Notwithstanding where they are in my organization, mine is probably a lot larger than some of the people on this call, I am going to send out a message to their last contact information from Mary Jo, just a very exciting message about what's happening and how we all are feeling and the whole concept of, you know, I want to even tie it into perhaps I might even make, not that we cure, heal, mitigate, because we don't use any of that, but the whole idea of the people in Manatech doing so well because their immune systems are functioning at such a high level due to the, you know, the incredible all plant-based product we have. I'm going to put something together with that and entice them to get back and reconnect. If they get purged, I get to place them wherever I want. So it's your opportunity, if you have people in your organization who are doing nothing and don't really care and all they've done is become glorified consumers, now you might be able to pick up some new active associates or some new consumers for yourself. You can decide where you place them. You'll know exactly where they came from. So if you want to put them back underneath the people that initially enrolled them, that's fine. But most of your people, like in my organization, a lot of them aren't doing the business anymore, so they probably will take no activity or action with respect to this purge. So you better believe this is a great target market for all of us who are actively doing the business to jump in and make sure we recapture these people. Again, whether you choose to put them back where they came from or you choose to put them directly underneath you. But don't make any of your associates in your field angry because you've taken away some of their consumers. But you can also always reassign them to those people as well. But it's just the idea of this is a target market for you that already knows all about Manatech, has chosen to take the products in the past, and you're just in a position right now that you could re-warm them up to the possibility of taking on a new approach to their health or reestablishing an old approach that somewhere along the line they had abandoned. Okay? Clear, everybody? I just want everybody to get that. It's a huge opportunity for you. Don't just allow purge to disappear when it takes so little effort to reconnect. Okay, thanks, David.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And, you know, if you are contacting someone that is a potentially purged account, you might want to mention that, hey, look, if you want to keep your place in the tree and keep the people underneath you for the potential of doing business later, then now's your time. So this gives a sense of urgency, right? Okay, so now let's go in, and it's very simple. We're going to walk through how you go and archive your team's data. In other words, let's get a snapshot of how your organization looks today, before the purge. So what we're going to do is go to genealogy. The genealogy section has a basic version form that's very powerful, and it's genealogy. So that means your Manatech family. So we're going to click on it, and we're going to look at step one and enter the country and enter the account number, and then we get to skip steps 2 and 3. Just leave them at their default setting, okay? So then slide number 10 shows once we get down to step 4, there is an optional called selected columns. If I click that button, then you'll see what it pops up in slide 11. And there are a bunch of select and deselect all toggles. So there at the top, if I want to get clear and just have my own look at my data, I can untoggle that. Now, I can also, if I want, in fact, Al Bala kind of recommends this, just passing this along, folks, you can actually toggle where every one of those checkboxes are ticked. So if you look at slide 11, it's possible that you could have every single column ticked, and then you've got it all. That makes it a larger file, but this is an archive thing anyway. For those of you that don't want to get that big and wide a selection and make a more concise report, we've put this in this slide. And by the way, the slides I'm showing today and cheat sheets for how to walk through that are in the resource library. So if you go to resource library.manatech.com and type in records refresh or records or refresh, it'll pop up these documents for you. So that way you don't have to worry about getting this all down on this call. Anyway, we've put in the most important selections, like account number, email, phone number, sponsor and enroller, so that you get what Mary Jo was just talking about, the highest leadership level, career purchases, etc. So all of those are ticked for sure. If not, and you just don't want to worry about that, just select them all. That way you're covered. All right? If we skip now to slide number 12, you see the next step. Step number 5, after checking your selections, we're going to use that drop-down arrow and skip past web page and skip past PDF file so that we see the view of tab delimited. Tab delimited is just a basic utility note format. It's raw data. And so I'm going to choose tab delimited in step 5 of the genealogy report. All right? And then you know what to do next. In step 6, you click show report to be able to see this raw data. And slide 13 shows you an example of what that would look like. You're going to see all the columns that I've chosen, account number and country and name and so forth. All right? So I want to copy this raw data, because it looks like a bunch of jumbled letters rolled together. And so I want to copy that. So if you go to Edit Select All, that gets a highlighted version of the data that's raw. And then you Control-C if you're on a computer or Command-C if you're on a Mac, and actually select and copy that data. Once I've done that in slide 13, I have put my arms around all of the downline details. And so now it's time to move to the next program. I want to move to my spreadsheet. There's an on-demand version. There's the Mac version. There's this Microsoft Excel. We don't care which one you choose, but this example is an Excel because it's probably the most popular spreadsheet. So anyway, I go to the top left. I move my cursor over there to the top left corner, and I hit paste, and then that puts the raw data into my spreadsheet document. And then I want to save that bad boy as my team and date master copy. Once I've done that, make sure that you save it to a thumb drive as well. You know the old saying, just to make sure you're safe. Save it in two places. Al Bala said, if it's not saved in two places, it's not saved. But once you get your master, then you can feel good, and that's the most important thing you need to get done before this coming Saturday. That way, you've got it, and you're having access to all your team's data, your contact, your people, for now till the end of time. Okay? So, once you've done that, you're good. And I would do a save as to a new document. Let's call it working document or contact list, whatever you want to do that makes sense to you. But we're going to work from not the master. We're going to keep that safe. We're going to work from a new document. So file save as is good. And that leads us to slide number 15. Okay? So slide number 15 is, now that we've got it, we're going to actually need to select those that are potentially purged, and that way I can go in and contact them. I can re-engage them. I can intervene if they're about to lose their account, that kind of thing. So step one is very simple. I want to identify the terminated accounts in my master list there, my working list. So we're going to sort the list. I go to the terminated list and sort and delete those that have been terminated. Why? Because I don't need to contact them about this purge. They're not going to be part of that organization, right? So that's step one. We're targeting our list together. All right? Now, in the slide number 16, you're going to see step number two. I want to identify in my list, my working list, those that are currently active. Why? Because they're not going to be purged. I don't need to contact them about the purge at this time. So that's not important. We don't need them on this list, if that makes sense. All right? And by the way, if they have an order in 2014 and 2015 is a typo, my bad on that. I'll get that fixed. But it's 2018 and 2019. We don't need them on the list. Okay, step number three. We're going to now go to career purchases column and sort and filter on that column to get from highest to lowest. All right, so if somebody's been purchasing 170 or 200 volume a month, that's like our average auto order size, and they've been doing that for 10 years, they're going to be over 20,000, Mary Jo. So if I have somebody that has a career purchases of 20,000 or more, they've probably been purchasing products for 10 years at least. So they
and those are the ones you clearly don't want to lose. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly what we're saying. They've made such a huge, significant contribution into Manatech products. They saw the value of it proven to them because they've done it for 10 years. Why they shifted, who knows? We don't know. But this is a time that's perfect for us to get back in touch.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. All right, so slide number 18, we're at step number four. So we're going to continue to prioritize our list by the most current purchasers. The way we do that is we go to the top column called Last Order BP. It's one of the columns that we chose in the section to get this genealogy raw data. And it is important because what I would do on that is Z to A, Z to Alpha. If I get that, then I know the ones that ordered the most recent. Maybe they ordered June of 2018. That has a little better chance of being re-engaged than if someone hasn't purchased since 2017. So we're trying to get the most recent, the most current purchasers. So we're really targeting our list to set you up for success because you want to have the best re-engagement action at possible. Okay? Step number five, on slide number 19. Now, we're going to establish an action plan, your personal action plan. It's a way to plan your success. So you're going to follow up with the purchasers to re-engage them. You're going to contact the purchasers from the low volume group once you've hit the high action ones. And then if you've finished A and B, now go into C and contact the less likely. But always get the highest chance, the ones that have the best potential, the most likely to reengage, contact them first. You'll get a better odd. If your odds are better, go for it. That's where you want to spend your time, is where your odds are the highest. So that's kind of an action plan. I can't choose that for you. But it can be intense. If you're a big leader like Mary Jo, you probably want to plan out because you can't contact everyone. And so that's what our teams are for, and that's one of the reasons we have these discussions. You want to work with your team, and you don't want to have the same person contacted by three different people. That's not efficient. So Mary Jo might say, I'm going to take these guys, and then Lydia take those guys, and everybody fan out and flame the team. That way we've got a good connection. So these are the things that people have told me they've been thinking about. These are the things that have helped them the most. I want to give a shout-out to Bob Adam, who brought this service to our team back when we started doing the Purge in 2016. And we just want to try and keep the service of helping you establish your success when it comes to Records Refresh as much as possible. And we're going to try and keep that service going. FYI, Al Balla did a video with Bob Adam and myself this past Friday and put it out on Facebook. You can get it under Manatech CEO or his other personal videos. So that might be of help. We basically cover what you and I have been talking about today. But it's a resource for you in case you're trying to engage your team to go and get re-engaged with their groups. You know, contact is so important. We talk about these as accounts, but it's about people. Mary Jo's the first one to tell you. It's about, these are real people. These are people that are your teammates. They're your friends. They're your connections. They're your family. This is the Manatech family, and we don't want to lose anyone if we possibly can. So this is the idea behind it. We want to really focus on how you can plan your success. Now, I have been talking a lot. Let me open it back up to Mary Jo. Maybe we have questions or things that weren't clear, and I'll be happy to chat with you guys.
Great, great. David, thank you so much. I hope all you guys got something out of this. It's again, I know there have been a lot of trainings going on, but what's most important is to really get it in your heart, get it in your mind, get a strategy down of just how you're going to approach it, because each and every one of these people is valuable. They found value in Manatech products, and the idea is let's go out there and try to reestablish that value for them. And as he said, you know, I can look at all the people that are going to be, you know, scheduled for Purge in my organization, which is fairly large. And then my second step is I look at, I say, is there somebody who would be better off connecting with them than Mary Jo? Because some of them I have no personal relationship with. So if I can find somebody active above them, if they don't have anyone active above them that's been, you know, doing the business or has a relationship with them, then no doubt about it, I will take charge. I will take responsibility as a leader to connect with each and every one of those. It might mean 100, 200 people, but that's just a commitment I make because, as David said, each one of these people is somebody we care about. At one time, they valued Manatech products. It could be they still value them. It could be a money issue. It could be 101 other things. But whatever it is, they're worthy of my outreach, touching them again in any way, shape, or form, bringing them back in. Another thing that we do, because we do mana mails and other things, if you have mailings that you put out or you want to put them on an email list, even if they don't get started because it's financial reasons or something else, ask them, have a fallback position. Have something like, you know what, we do a monthly email. We do something called mana mail. We'd love to just reconnect with people and give them updates. And just to, we don't want to lose touch with you. Is that okay? Can we put you on that list? You follow? So don't, just because they're not going to be buyers if you fall into that category, don't just dump them. I mean, how would you feel like, well, if you're not going to buy, then I'm not going to talk to you. I mean, just think about what that says. That tells the person all you care about is making money off of them. No, we really care about that person. Whether you have a monthly newsletter or a quarterly or whatever your upline does, you can ask if you can put them on that list so they can get a monthly update or a quarterly update. We'd love to keep connected no matter what decision you make here, right? We don't know when things will change. And it's, so it's important for us to honor that person. But, you know, as David said, you know, one of my favorite premises that I didn't know in my first 6 months in Manatech, which is why I was miserable. I mean, a lot of people think that some of the big leaders out there just jumped in and they became presidential directors in 5 seconds. I mean, truth be known, I quit Manatech 8 months into it because it was such a disaster for me. I didn't hit the goals I set, and I still was doing pretty well, but I didn't hit the goals I set, and I got discouraged. And I had somebody in my downline call me and say, you can't quit. And that's what caused me to come back in. So it's not about that. It's about building the relationships. But one of the reasons I was miserable my first 6 months was the fact that I had no idea what it meant to speak from your heart. I was a lawyer for years. I just chopped people's heads off every opportunity I had. It was I win, you lose. It was the whole strategy of lawyering that created a different kind of person. I mean, I still had the love in my heart. I'm a Christian, but I didn't get, the business world was like a totally different world to me, right? And so it was, I was all logic. It was all knowledge, spewing tons of information at people. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. What works is this. Just write this down, everybody, one more time. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
And if you live your life by that standard, I'm not kidding, across the board, whatever it is you do, people go, wow, look at how effective she is. It just again, happened to me this weekend. You know, people are out there. I'm in a giveaway program on the internet. What's it called, Lynn? What's our giveaway program? Transformational giveaway program. And I'm like, my list is so small, and I'm in the top five. I have the most people that have linked in with me and looked at my freebie giveaway. Why? Because my whole approach was from my heart. Who else is out there doing that? Right? That's the difference. Come from that heart, and you'll notice a huge difference. Okay, enough of Mary Jo's lecture on heart. Any questions from the field? You guys, come on. There have to be some questions. I know some of you are going, Mary Jo, I'm bored to death. I've seen this 10 times, blah, blah, blah. Anyone? Any questions for David or Mary Jo on how to do this?
Mary Jo, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
I have a question, please.
Sure.
If you have someone's name and you think that they maybe have been purged from Manatech maybe 2 years ago, they were in under someone else's organization, do you touch base with them?
Absolutely.
And just say, hey? Okay.
Yeah.
If
they've been in somebody else's organizations and you know that they've been purged, or even if you don't, maybe you don't know, you just don't
see,
hear them
talking
about it.
I don't know.
Then you call them up and you go, you know what, I came across your name the other day and I remember how much fun you were. Are you still involved with Manatech? And if they say yes,
okay,
you go, great. And then you celebrate with them.
Okay, great. I just wanted, I didn't want to offend anyone.
You don't
want
to be a poacher. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and I didn't want to. Well, you know how sometimes it's like, okay, I don't know whose organization or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I just kind of remember. Do you just go ahead and just say, hey, got your name, got your number, thinking of you, you know, just wanted to double check and make sure you weren't lost in the shuffle.
Right. Perfect. No,
okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to say work. You can say, I know you've been in Manatech. I recognize your name. I'm just wondering what your status. Are you still taking our products, right? And just that conversation. Have that
conversation. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say lost in the shuffle because that to me, I'm just trying to give you some advice,
you.
And I don't want to, I'm not
yes,
insulting
you,
Diane, at all. I'm just saying
No, thank you.
You know, grab that sensitive heart language. Lost in the shuffle sounds like you're dealing with a numbers game. Whereas it says, you know what, I came across your name the other day. I thought, wow, I remember you being involved in Manatech. I was just wondering if you still are taking these great products or what your status
is today.
Okay,
great.
Thank you so very much. What makes it inappropriate is this, that if they say, yeah, I'm still in Manatech, but I don't really, and you start trying to mess with them and poach. I call it poachers. We're not.
Okay.
Never
okay.
disrespect. Never. Disrespect,
right.
You know, lines, you know, enrollment lines and business and other people's businesses. Because you don't want anyone poaching your people.
Right.
So the whole idea is like, but if they're not taking the products, they are free game.
Okay.
I don't even care if they're somebody's great aunt. If they're not taking the products and they're not properly, because the other aspect of this is good for everybody to hear, is a lot of people doing Manatech have quit doing Manatech. All they've become is consumers. Now, if that's true and they've allowed their association to dissipate because they're not interested in the business side of it, you have every right to go after people who are no longer ordering. Because most people want to be served in some way, shape, or form, right? And if their upline has quit doing, I mean, we have a lot of people that have retired and gone. So if they've lost people and they're not even participating in the purge, so some of their people have been purged from the past, oh, my goodness gracious. They're like a perfect target for you because, you know what, at one time they saw incredible value. And that's what I like to go back. I'm just giving you some more ideas. When somebody says
Thank
they were once
so
in
much.
Manatech, what's the first question I have? I go, so tell me about what caused you to first decide to get started with these products. I want them to dig back in their memory about what that commitment was because it might have been, they might have forgotten, oh, I remember now. Yeah, I think I had, and they might even name a disease condition or something. Again, we don't want to get heal, cure, mitigate. But they may have forgotten what these products did for them 15 years ago. And then you can talk about that. And it's not about you. Again, don't get a heal, cure, mitigate. Say, so was that not an important event in your life to overcome that? You know, just ask, you know, just be generous and just say, so do you think the products don't help people who become totally healthy as well? You know, and you can try, you know, it's how do we retain our health? That's our big concern today, especially with coronavirus.
Okay.
Helpful?
Thank you. Yes, thank you so
Absolutely,
much for
Diane.
Helping
go
me
out
with
there.
The wording.
I'm putting gasoline on your fire. Go out there and go at
yes.
it.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Who else? Anyone else have a question?
Mary Jo and David, thank you. Dave Holder here.
Great. So you pick
thank
up
you,
some
Dave.
Pointers, Dave? Yep. All right. Any other ones? Otherwise, we'll call it a day. All right, so number one thing is to go out and take action, right? This is a great opportunity for all of us. A lot of people go, I can never find leads. No one says yes to me. Now you got 100 of them or 500 or whatever you have, 12 in your downline. I don't know what it is. But this week and next week are critical weeks for you, right? I mean, you can always go back on a purge list 10 years later, but the longer the time that they quit and the time that you try to get them restarted, the harder it becomes. It's called old and cold. So I'm just suggesting that the sooner we get to these people, and all of these people, because they weren't purged in our last purge, means they ordered within the last, over 2 years ago. They ordered 2 years before that. So they've ordered in the last 4 years. Am I right, David? Are you still on with
that? Yeah, June of 2018, they may have ordered as soon as June of 2018.
Right.
Again, the system is looking from July of 2018 to July of 2020.
Right, and the fact that they didn't get purged in our last purge means they had to have ordered in that two-year prior period. So these people are not old and cold. These aren't people that haven't ordered for 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Does everybody understand that? We know, in fact, you can even start off conversations. We know in the last 4 years that you've ordered Manatech products. That's what, you can start the conversation that way. And you must avoid, can you tell me what caused you to get started? Blah, blah. I mean, you can talk about it from that perspective. They're not recent in the fact of the last 24 months, but they are recent in that it was within the last 4 years that they ordered. Okay? Everybody
Mary
got that?
Jo.
Yeah.
Mary Jo. Just to be clear, the critical thing is to get the...
I can't, you're muted. I can't, either my phone is going bad or your phone is off. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. You just sound muted. It's really hard for me to hear you.
Okay. Well, my question is, what you've got to do this week is get the data collected.
Correct.
It sounds overwhelming for you don't have to do all the contacting this week. It's getting the data that's important.
Yeah. Collecting the data is critically important. If you want to recapture locations, people in certain spots where they have valuable positioning in their organizations, then you don't want to wait till they get purged.
Right.
You follow me? So if they have any reason to be, they have a position where they have 10 people underneath them or 5 people underneath them, they're throwing away money if they allow themselves to get purged. So that may be a major reason why you would want to step in this week to prevent the purge from happening. Because once the purge happens, they can't go back and take over their position.
Got it. Okay.
You follow? So there is a reason to look at the organizational structure from that perspective. But next week, once people are purged, now it's like free game to go out there and, like, let's go after them and try to reposition them. Then, you know, you have an opportunity to, depending on who they were purged underneath and how you deal with your, you know, if you have any other people active, like some of you might not have anyone active. So if somebody gets purged underneath them, you can just grab them and put them wherever you want. They're not active. They're just consumers. But you don't you don't want to step on toes of your associates in your organization either, because, you know, you don't want them to abandon ship because you stole their great aunt from Alaska and put them underneath you. So be aware of that relational issue as well. And I don't know how many you have in your organization being purged. I didn't ask Lydia what our list looks like, but, you know, the bigger you are, the more you have. That's all I can say. So some of you may only be dealing with 10 people or 20 people. That is so simple. Just have a strategy with all 10 of them or 20 of them. And, again, work with people in your organization. Don't step on any of your associates' toes if they want to participate. But if they're all basically consumers that you have, then you have this huge opportunity to pursue those people. And we know today our compensation plan is all about where are people placed. You want to make the most money? If I could revamp my downline, I probably could double my income. But I can't do that. It'd be nice, but I can't. But that's how our comp plan works today. So you want to have people as close to you as possible. That's the whole idea of this compensation plan, is bring people up in this top 5, 7, 6, 7 levels. Otherwise, you don't make anything off of them. So... okay, good?
Yep.
All right, everybody. Love you guys. Hopefully this helped. I know you've heard a lot of it, but I just thought one more time can't hurt. We have a lot of things to get done this week, and then next week becomes, you know, and I might even do a follow-up call next Monday on it just to help once again, but it's time to step into that, you know, getting out there and supporting that, recapturing some volume that may have left you in the last 2 years in your organization. Now's the time to recapture it. Thanks, David. We appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you guys. Blessings.
You're the best.
We'll talk to you soon.
One of my favorite guys at Manatech, undoubtedly.
Thanks, my friend.
I don't mean
you
to
too.
Boost that ego, David.
Oh, right.
Anyway, love
guys.
You. All right,
love
thanks.
You guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great day. Have a great week.